Do you guys have like a favorite memory from your time living together?
Oh, I'm going to bring this up because I think it's really funny.
Oh no.
She mentioned to me like a couple months after we were living together, like her younger sister's first impression of me. She was telling me that her sister moved in and she's like, oh, I think your roommate's like a freak.
Okay, so I feel like the vibes, they're so high. You guys are such good friends. Or at least you pretend to be. Nah, I'm just kidding. You are.
Pretending
for the cameras. Yes, obviously. Of course. No, so you guys are obviously very good friends, but I imagine, you know, coming into this, you guys were random roommates,
yes,
right?
Yes, we were.
And that's a little bit, je ne sais quoi, scary, yes. Perhaps? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that like for you guys, like that whole process of being matched and what was going through your mind?
It was a little weird because you're going in with one other person, like another person, same room, college dorm style, and you know nothing about the person until you arrive there and they get there as well. So it's a little weird and scary.
Yeah, it was scary. I didn't know anybody coming in. Like, I didn't meet any friends anywhere. So I like literally came in freshly and I was like, they're all going to love me because I'm funny and whimsical. But like, and they did. So
they will love me.
Right.
So, you know, maybe that's how you have to go into it. Yeah. With no expectations. And then you make friends.
I bet that's a pretty interesting experience because on one hand, there's this once in a lifetime experience working at Walt Disney World Resort. And then you're thinking about the specifics of like, oh, but I'm not going to be able to pick who I get to room with. Like everybody, this is a situation where everyone's picked at random. So did you kind of have that thought going into this of, man, what's going to happen with this situation?
I was definitely nervous because like, again, like I didn't know anybody. I was like, it could be like somebody so crazy and we're like the complete opposite or like we have like completely different hours and we never see each other or something like that. But I was kind of going into it hopeful that I had really good like college roommates in like my dorm. So I was going into it kind of hopeful that I would at least like have some similar interests with them and like we would get along. And then that happened because we literally like all the same things. So it was like, it was honestly like, it was way easier once I got there. But before I was like, what if they like don't like me and they like don't like, they're not talkative. I like to talk very obviously.
It was a little weird because I had roommates before, like my freshman year, where we were kind of just, we coexisted, we were ships passing in the night, never really chatted, weren't really friends. And so this is much better now that I have had, well, a friend who was almost my identical twin from a different part of the world.
Yeah. Did you guys have any like expectations going into it on like, here's how I hope this goes with my random roommate, or here's how I'm gonna like prepare to be with a random roommate?
I told myself when I was moving in that I was immediately gonna go to the parks with whoever was moving in with me, as long as they like were moving in at the same time. And we definitely did that. Literally like the next day after we met each other, I was like, do you wanna go to Magic Kingdom? Let's go to Magic Kingdom. So we went to Magic Kingdom. So that was kind of my plan going into it. I was like, listen, if I just like, obviously we all like Disney, like that's why we're all here. So we at least have that in common. So I kind of went into it with like, okay, I'm just going to do a park day with this random person and then I'll get to know them and then hopefully we'll be friends. That was my plan.
Mine was just hope for the best and prepare for the worst, but also just like go with the flow, like try and be friends. If that doesn't work, it doesn't work, because sometimes people are different, but we are not.
We are not different.
Do you feel like there's anything small that you could do to kind of like break the ice? I know you talked about obviously like going to the parks together, right? Because that's a fun thing to do. But even just like the initial moment of meeting somebody, and there are some people who are going to come into this nervous or not as outgoing as maybe you guys are. What's something small that they could do to just start that conversation?
Find anything you have in common. Mm-hmm. I think when we were moving in, she was wearing like a theater shirt and I saw that and immediately click. Mm-hmm. Both of us do theater, both of us are musical people, and that broke the ice so well because we started talking about like the shows that we've done and found what like we had in common and it was great.
Yeah, I think if you're sharing a room, like literally finding anything in the room that you can like see and be like, oh, you like that? I like that too. Like, if they have like ears, like I'm a big like ear person, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I love those ears. Like, where did you get them? Like, literally, I would start conversation about like anything in the room and then go from there.
Okay, so I'm curious because you guys have said a couple times now, you're like, we're twins. If you had to give like a list of all your similarities, like what are the top things on that list where you were like, oh, that's my girl?
Great question. Yes.
Theater.
Yep. Theater. I was going to say that. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That's like kind of how we like clicked because we like all the same like musicals and like all this. So we would like drive to work because we worked at the same location also. So we would like go drive to work and like put on like theater songs and like duet them.
We have our designated duet parts.
I was going to say who's soprano, who's alto?
It depends on the song.
I was going to say depends on the song because we both have like a range.
Range. Our go-to is Love is an Open Door from Frozen.
We love Love is an Open Door. So Frozen sing-along. One time went to that show 5 times in a row.
The same day.
We went to five shows in a row.
The people on stage recognized us. Oh my god.
They were like, why? You are
again?
You? Like, oh, you freaks. Why are you back?
Aria would point us out in the audience.
Yeah, she'd be like, why are you? They were probably like these Disney adult freaks. Why are they? Well, we were just like, we were having a park day. Did we do 4 parks one day that day?
No.
Okay. Well, we did that a couple times too, but we went and we just did the Frozen show like 6 times in a row and like kept going back in just so we could sing our duet.
Amazing.
Remind me, is this your first time as roommates experiencing Flamingo Crossings Village or had you been here before this?
When we were roommates, it was our first time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was both of our first programs when we were roommates. Then we left and came back and now we're not roommates anymore, but
okay.
We're both on our second program right now.
Got you. So talk about that, like that experience of you've met each other, you're kind of getting acquainted, and then now you're going out and experiencing like where you're living at this space.
It was interesting because Flamingo is very different than like a normal like apartment complex or like a normal dorm because it's very much built for like the college program and like Disney programs. So it's very interesting to like go to like Apprentice Hall or like the community center and see all the things that are there and all the people that are hanging because it's like a college dorm but it's a little farther away.
The events are what got me. Like, I didn't expect there to be like, I literally met Lotso at Flamingo once. Like, I met Pain and Panic. Like, I've met so many like characters there that like I just didn't think that that would like be a thing, and then it was. So I went to a couple of those, and then just like the amount of networking they have, I think I was surprised by. And like, I know they tell you that going in, but like, I wasn't expecting there to be, because they have that, what is it, the Endless Possibilities like showcase thing. I think that's so cool. They have like all the people out there and stuff. So like Izzy said, like it's like a college dorm, but there's like so many more like connections and like networking opportunities there that I just didn't expect there to be when I moved in.
Obviously, every day with having roommates may not be like the easiest of days too. So if there were moments where you had to have like difficult conversations or even just like simple things, did you feel comfortable enough to be able to do that with each other?
Oh yeah.
Yes, definitely. We definitely had our moments because again, we spent a lot of time together, like literally all day. And then we would work together and then we'd go home and we'd be there and then we'd have the same days off. So we'd go to the parks. Like, so obviously we like got sick of each other sometimes. That's just like normal. That's with anybody that you spend that much time with. But I feel like sometimes I just be like, let me give her space today. She could sleep till 4 because I'm a morning person and she is not. So I would be up at like 7 and she wouldn't be out of bed till like 2. So like there would be days where I'd be like, let me just let her sleep and I'll go like sit somewhere else or like put my AirPods in and like watch something. But I think that was important that we took space too because we spent so much time together. Literally so much time together. So
gosh, you guys are such a vibe. And I love that like you learned each other's like patterns. Like, you know, Emily, you were saying like, oh, Izzy is not a morning person. Like, I'm gonna let her sleep. I'm gonna let her rest a little bit. And I'm sure Izzy, you learned some of Emily's patterns as well. Do you guys have like a favorite memory from your time living together?
I'm going to bring this up because I think it's really funny.
Oh no.
She mentioned to me like a couple months after we were living together, like her younger sister's first impression of me. So I will always have a car blanket because sometimes you're in your car and it's cold, or like your friends are in your car and it's cold. My car blanket at the time was a very like cheap bluey blanket. So I had it on my bed because I brought it inside with me. And she was telling me that her sister moved in and she's like, oh, I think your roommate's like a freak.
That was what my sister did say that. My sister doesn't know anything about, like, she didn't grow up on like Bluey or anything like that. Like none of us did, because she's my younger sister. She's like the youngest. So she walked in and she saw like the cartoon blanket on her bed and she was like, I think your roommate's a freak. Oh, and I was like, so. Yeah, and then I did tell her that a couple months later.
It makes me laugh so hard. Every time I see that blanket, I think of that specific thing. And I'm like, God.
We were literally talking about that today, this morning. She was like saying how every time she sees that blanket, she thinks about that.
Hey, we love Bluey, okay?
We do. Bluey's not just for kids.
What was your reunion like when you realized you were both going to be back on the program together?
Oh my gosh, when did we see each other for the first time? Was it when we went with them to DAC?
I think it was when we went to DAC.
So we got like a group of people that we worked with when we were Food and Bev, and we all went to Dinosaur. I think that was the first time we saw each other. Mm-hmm. Just because obviously when you first arrive and you're like going through training and tradition. I mean, I didn't do traditions, but that like I went through all the training and stuff, like you're obviously busy, and then I was like adapting to like living in a new place and with new people. But then once I like got my life together and I was like, hey, let's go to DAC and ride Dinosaur. So that was the first time we saw each other since I left. I'm pretty sure.
Did you guys find ways? I know you said you didn't see each other physically, but did you stay in touch while you were apart? Or
yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, we have like, obviously we have each other on like all of social media, and like we have like Snapchat and Instagram, and like we had group chats with our friends from when we worked together in Food and Bev. So there was a period of time where we were pretty much talking like every day in these group chats. So I think that like we all kept in touch, but like obviously Izzy and I were probably the closest in the group. Mm-hmm. I would say, well, we were some of the closest in the group. Because, but then like she left,
it's a competition.
And like, yeah, I know. Actually, I had better friends, so no. But we were definitely two of the closest in the group for like a while. So I think that. Oh well, I guess
I was about to say two of them are engaged.
Some of them were dating, so that's a little.
And I still say we're the closest.
And you know what? We were basically
standing
dating
on business.
Too. Yeah, no, yeah. I guess yeah, they were. They're like engaged now, so that's. A little, well, but other than that, we were pretty much the closest.
Right? Closer,
I guess.
Whatever. Literally,
we were closer first.
I guess I forgot about that, but yeah. But we were close. We were the closest for a period of time. Yeah. So like obviously we kept in touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So we're not engaged, but pretty close.
Yeah. I'm dead. Okay, so I mean, you guys have now had your fair share of roommates, and you obviously got a dream situation here. What do you think are some little things that people can do to be a good roommate, or that make them a good roommate?
Communication.
Yeah. Communication. I think I was going to say like making sure you're cleaning up after yourself, but I have to say Izzy and I are both not dirty, but we're both messy. So it kind of worked. Like our room was kind of always a mess, and then we would clean it on the same day. Mm-hmm. So like it was, I think communicating and like figuring again, like I know I've said this a lot, but like figuring out the patterns of the person that you're living with, like how I figured out that she was not a morning person and I was, and like, but like we were both messy, so it didn't matter if I like left my clothes on the floor, like she wasn't gonna care, or like if I left something out in the bathroom, like she wasn't gonna care. But sometimes you have a roommate that is really clean. I'm very type B. My phone's always dead, my room's always a mess, like it's just, it's bad. But like she was also like that, so it was like, if I had a type A roommate, I would obviously make sure like my side of the room is clean and the bathroom is clean and like it's not a mess or messy. But I think that it also depends, like you have to communicate with your roommate on how you like things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think for mess is like, as long as you're aware that part of it is your space, mm-hmm. and part of it is someone else's space, mm-hmm. like even if both of us were messy, neither of our stuff really ever crossed like
the line. Yeah.
It was all like my mess was on this side, her mess was on this side.
Yeah.
Like the counter, the bathroom counter is a little bit of lawlessness.
But yeah, that was like, we were always in there at the same time anyway, so it like didn't even matter.
But like, as long as you're aware that you're sharing the space with someone else is, I think, one of my most important things is, because mm-hmm. like my other roommate was a little more of a type A, cleaner person. And sometimes like I would work like a bunch of days in a row and everything would end up on the floor.
Somehow.
The wind blew it on the floor. But nothing ever would cross the line. Nothing would ever cross the bathroom. Like, our very shared spaces were always clean. Like, the kitchen, all that stuff. Just make sure that you're aware that there's other people here. Be respectful.
Yeah.
you both talked about getting to the point where you just communicate with each other, just straightforward, like, this is what it is, this is what it's going to be. I know a lot of people come into this and they don't have that, like, bold energy to be able to communicate that way. How do you think people can get there if they're not there yet?
I feel like working at Disney in general kind of helps you come out of your shell. Before I worked for Disney, I mean, I was still outgoing, but I was like scared to like order for myself and like talk to me, you know, like the usual, like I'm just got out of high school and I'm like 18 and I like don't know how to talk to authority yet type of thing. So I think that is like normal when you're like in your 20s and like late teens. But I think working at Disney and like being forced to like talk to guests every single day has helped me a lot, like communication wise, with everything in my life.
Do you feel like people would miss out on a part of the experience by being closed off to the idea of having random roommates?
I think you have to be open. You can't go into a situation like this where you have to get a random roommate and you're also assigned a random role. So you already are going into it not knowing anything. You can't go into it with a closed mind of like, I'm gonna hate this person, or I'm not, what if I don't get along with them? Like, there's no point in thinking about the what ifs. It's like, whatever is gonna happen is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. You're either gonna get along with your roommate or you're not. And again, not everybody's gonna like you. You're not gonna get along with everybody. That's fine. All you have to do at that point is coexist with them. So I think that you cannot go into a situation like this closed minded. I say this all the time and I relate it back to Food and Bev, because you see a lot of people being like, if you get Food and Bev, don't do the program. And I completely disagree with that, because I came and did it and I met my best friends. Mm-hmm. So I think that you can't go into a situation like this with a closed mind or you're not going to enjoy your program.
You kind of have to just let go of that. Like let go of the fear, let go of the just idea that it's going to be bad. It's going to like, oh my gosh, I'm living with a random person. It's going to be awful, terrible. It's not going to be awful terrible. It's very rarely going to be awful terrible. So you just got to kind of take a deep breath, walk through that door, and just say hi to the person that's on the other side. Because they might have been there for, what, 2 hours? Or they might be there for 2 months. They might have been there for 2 months. But they're excited to meet you usually. And so you got to give it back.
It's gonna be way more awkward if you say nothing. Exactly. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
If you, even if you say hi and they like don't respond, it's gonna be way more awkward if you walk in and nothing's said.
That's so true.
It doesn't hurt to say hi.
Well, and I love that you guys have both talked about how whether it was you living together or now living separately with different people, like there's still so much to do outside of like hanging out with your roommate, like meeting all of your best friends and having a group chat with them from work, or meeting other people around Flamingo Crossings Village. You know, there's always outside things you can do if you and your roommate are not best friends. And I love that you pointed that out too, because it's like, yeah, don't put that pressure on yourself to be best friends with your roommate either. If it happens, it happens, mm-hmm. like you said. If you do get that situation though, where you're like, I don't get along with this person as well, or we don't see each other a lot because we have opposite schedules. Like, what are some tactical things you can do to kind of navigate that?
Literally just be respectful of the fact that you're sharing a space. Like, you don't have to be best friends, but you don't want to be disrespectful either. Like, whatever, if you guys don't get along, if you have opposing schedules, if you don't even talk, fine, but don't give them a reason to not like you. Mm-hmm. Be nice to them. Keep your space clean. You don't have to talk to them, but don't be rude to them either.
You might not have a best friend, but you don't really want an enemy. So.
Right. Exactly. Cook. Let her cook. Yes. Let her cook.
Hey, that was quote of the podcast.
No, I was like, whoa.
That was kind of like some life advice.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't got to be friends, but you don't want an enemy.
Exactly. Don't want an enemy. And put that in a song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I feel like, you know, we've gone into like, okay, worst case scenario. I want like a fun, light, best case scenario. What are your favorite things about each other?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, obviously I love that we have a lot in common and we can sing together in the car. Honestly, I think she's just like a fun person to hang out with. Like, even if we weren't like as good of friends as we are, like she's still like, it's never going to be like an awkward situation when you're hanging out with Izzy. I don't feel like she makes it awkward at all. So.
I love that she's just so unapologetically herself. She's always down to have a good time. Always going to just... She will fight for you, 10 toes down. Like,
I don't play by my friends.
She does not. She does not play by her friends. And I love that. It's so much fun.
Okay. So what do you feel like is a common misconception the Disney College program?
I've had a lot of people like ask like if I'm going to school at Disney. That's not true.
Yes, that is a very common, because they see Disney University and they're like, oh, so you go to Disney University.
I'm like, no, it's kind of just
not a thing. But before I started my first program, I actually thought, like, I mean, maybe not when I was like actually researching it, but when I first heard about it when I was like 12, I actually did think that like I was gonna be enrolled at like Disney University. That's very, very misleading title for that building. I'm not gonna lie.
Fair.
But yeah, I get a lot of like, oh, like you go to school at Disney. I'm like, no, I just work there.
No, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, they are not an accredited university.
I also feel like a common misconception is like the different roles. So like, I feel like obviously food and bev like is like a less desired role, but again, like I loved it. And then I have friends that are custodial that love it. And I feel like that's a less desired job. Parking. I've always heard good things about parking. Everybody says parking is great. But I feel like when they get the role, they're like, oh, no, like parking, like, no. But I feel like it's everyone that I've talked to about it loves it. And obviously, like, there's more, like, we're in a more desired role now. But we were in food and bev for a while.
It's going to be what you put into it. So exactly. If you put little effort into it, you're going to get little out of it. But if, like, you're going to have, like, yeah, we were in the kitchen all day. We would try and sing through an entire musical in order to try and get the time to pass.
We would do that. We'd pick a musical and we'd start from the beginning and we'd like
try and name every single song in order.
And if we were on different positions in the kitchen, I'd walk up to her and be like, what's the one after this song again? And she'd be like, oh, it's this one. Or we'd like have to look it up.
What do you feel like are some things people might not know or realize about living at Flamingo Crossings Village or having random roommates?
I think living there, the networking, like I think that if you're not taking advantage of the opportunities that Flamingo offers with networking, with special engagements, then you're not using the program to your full potential, because that is something that Disney's really good at, especially at Flamingo, is bringing things to you. And you have that opportunity living right there. Sign up for as many things as you can. Sign up for as many things as you're interested in.
I saw the Muppets, man. I cried full tears watching the Muppets directly in front of me. Like, where else are you going to do that? Where else are you going to see the Muppets?
So if you guys could go back in time to that moment before you started your first program where you were nervous about getting your random roommate, what would you tell yourself then?
Hide your bluey blanket. But also, it's going to be fine. You're going to be great.
Yeah, I think I would tell myself that, like, she's not a freak. So don't be worried that she's going to be weird. And I would also tell myself that, like, your roommate's going to, like, I would just be like, she's fine. Like, don't stress. Like, you're going to have fun. You're going to be friends. You're still friends, like, a year and a half later. Like, there's no point in being nervous about it because it ended up fine.
Don't stress too much.
Don't stress. Well, you guys, this has been so much fun. Lots of giggles, lots of stories. Thank you for all your advice and everything. It was so much fun having you guys here.
Oh, thank you for having us. So much fun.
Yes, of course. And if you're listening at home and want to hear more amazing episodes like this one, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want more information about the program, visit DisneyCollegeProgram.com. We'll see you guys soon.
This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Kayla Messenger-McCarty, Destiny Mascara, Jackie Zapata, and Amanda Vitrano. Editing was completed by Reese Meyer.
Production support provided by Brandon Colon, Reese Meyer, and Jonah Alifantis. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated. Creative support provided by Joshua Davila, Elisa Nikishin, and Felicity Andrews.
A special thanks to our hosts Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams. A special thanks to the Disney Programs recruitment team and Disney Programs communications team, and our guests, Izzy and Emily.